his power to stretch. The Thing with the strength of 1,000 men. Johnny, flame on, Torch. And Sue, the invisible girl. The Fantastic Four, united in their fight against interplanetary evil. Fantastic.
Third Degree Burn presents Storytime, Episode 6.
Stan Lee proudly presents the 250th issue of the Fantastic Four, X-Factor. No, reader, you haven't picked up the wrong magazine. This is the Fantastic Four, and that is the Amazing Spider-Man swinging over Midtown Manhattan this sunny autumn afternoon. Our regular cast is otherwise involved. You'll bear with us. We'll make everything crystal clear as we go along. What the heck is that? Some kind of blue tube draped over all these rooftops below. I don't see anyone working up here. And I can't imagine what such a thing would be used for anyway. That means it's worth checking out. No danger warning tingle from my spider scent. Whatever this thing is, it must not present any, hey, it's warm, as if it's alive. Better reel it in and see what's on the other end. Holy cow, I know what it is. And it means that the Fantastic Four are in big trouble. Moving with all the speed and agility of his namesake, Spider-Man launches into action. And within a heartbeat, there he is, Mr. Fantastic, the FF head honcho. He looks in miserable shape. Professor Richards, Reed, are you okay?
Spider-Man? What are you doing here? What happened to me?
I think that's my question.
Yes, I remember. I was attacked. All of the Fantastic Four were attacked by an incredible being.
Flashback to last issue.
It started for me at our headquarters in the Baxter Building when an unknown force hurled the Thing through a wall. That force did not stay unknown for long. Suddenly, the whole building was rocking because a costumed man had picked it up by one corner. That should have been impossible. The building should have fallen apart. But before I could analyze further...
I am Gladiator, Praetor of the Imperial Guard of the Shi'ar Empire. I have come to destroy you, Skrulls.
As translated last issue by Reed's Universal Translator. Skrulls? He thinks you guys are Skrulls? Boy, talk about a classic case of mistaken identity.
I don't know the origins of Gladiator's misconception, but the shape-changing Skrulls have impersonated the Fantastic Four before. Clearly, he believes they're doing so again.
I'd say he needs disillusioning. Just point me at him, Reed. We'll find out how he stands up against the proportionate strength of a spider.
No, Spider-Man. Help me get back to the Baxter Building. Gladiator easily defeated the Thing and the Torch, but I don't know what happened to my wife and son. I must find out. And I think I may have deduced Gladiator's single weakness.
Hang on tight, Prof. I'll be back at the HQ quicker than you can say J. Jonah Jameson. But as the two swing across the city, their journey takes them over the scene of Gladiator's confrontation with four familiar figures. But that confrontation takes place in a language not of this earth.
X-Men, do not involve yourselves in this conflict. I have defeated the masquerading Skrulls, and do not wish to harm any of you.
Your battle here is not yet even begun, warrior of the Shi'ar. You will not be victor until you have vanquished us.
And that is something you will never do.
Strike now, my comrades!
Destroy him!
So suddenly and ferociously is the assault that even the seemingly invulnerable Gladiator is staggered back.
What madness is this? The X-Men and I last stood together as allies. Do they now side with the Skrulls?
See X-Men 156 through 157. Meanwhile, not far away...
What happened? Last thing that I remember, that clown with the funny hairdo blew out my flame. Now he's fighting the X-Men. I don't know how they happened to turn up so conveniently, but they won't last long unless the Human Torch pitches in.
But as a still groggy Johnny Storm hurries towards the scene of the battle...
That bus. Holy cats, I remember now.
Flashback to last issue.
The thing was fighting that refugee from a punk rock group, and the bad guy hit him with the bus. I don't see any sign of the thing having dug his way out of there. Ordinarily, I wouldn't worry. He's awful tough. But he'd taken a terrific beating. Hang on, big buddy. I'll soon have you out. Flame on!
Burning hotter than the hottest acetylene flame, the torch slices into the ruined bus.
Gotta control my flame exactly. The air's full of gas fumes, and there's gasoline off and oil all over the street.
Nevertheless, it takes Johnny only a few minutes to cut through to his friend and partner.
Ben? Blast. His rocky hide so thick I can't tell if his heart's still beating. What can I do? Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation won't work. It's impossible with the structure of Ben's mouth. Besides, he might have broken ribs. But I've got to do something. Wait. He's probably in shock. Got to generate heat without flame. Keep him warm.
As the FF's youngest member tends to the fallen Ben Grimm, a few blocks away in the celestial scanning lab on the 34th floor of the Baxter Building.
Mommy? Mommy, are you okay? The bad man's gone now, Mommy.
Franklin? Oh, my head. I feel as if my skull is lined with sandpaper.
Sue? Franklin, where's Ben?
Spider-Man?
Reed, is that you?
Spidey Man? I should have known that would happen when I let the electric company call me Spidey. That's Spider-Man, Franklin.
Sue, darling, are you all right?
I think so. I encased Gladiator in one of my invisible force fields, but he fought back against it. Some kind of feedback knocked me out.
Feedback? Susan, do you remember the nature of it? How it felt? It could be important.
Why, yes, I think I do remember. I thought at the time that it was more than a physical force, a psychic pressure.
That's it. It all fits. It explains everything. Come on, Sue, we have work to do.
But, Reed, what is it? What have you deduced?
The answer, Susan. The only possible answer.
Well, that seems to have forgotten all about you and me, Junior. Hope you aren't expecting me to babysit.
That's okay, Spider-Man. Dad's gonna beat Gladiator. You watch!
I think I'll do more than that. First, a little handy-dandy webbing over this nasty hole. After all, we don't want the FF's kitty contingent to fall out now. Let's go find Gladiator guy and see what he's made of. As Spider-Man swings towards the fray, a few blocks distant in a quiet restaurant, Bernie Rosenthal is buying a late lunch for the ever-elusive Steven Rogers.
After that big revelation you recently dropped on me,
see Captain America 276 for details.
You promised me some kind of explanation.
Agreed. I haven't been deliberately avoiding you, Bernie. It's just... Bernie, down!
What in...
God, mother and country, what in blazes is going on out there?
Steve, what happened? Are you okay, Steve?
I'm fine, Bernie. Get yourself under some, undercover somewhere.
What? Where are you going?
To check this out. That's my job.
Gone again, just like that. That man is absolutely astounding. Something tells me I'm going to need a lot more time to adjust this new relationship.
And on a deserted rooftop less than a block away...
Hated to duck out on Bernie like that. But whatever it is that's causing that commotion may be more than civilian authorities can handle. And that's where I come in.
Transformation is complete. Steve Rogers is gone, and his place, a star-spangled living legend, bounds towards the fight. He is Captain America. Within moments...
The X-Men, and most of them, who are they fighting?
And as Captain America quickly scans his memories of the Avengers file on supervillains, hello...
Stop this futile aggression, X-Men. I am more powerful than all of you combined. Colossus, I have defeated you before.
In X-Men 137.
That was then, this is now. Do not be certain of your victory.
You waste your words. Crush him quickly!
Crush him, Cyclops?
crush one who has flown through the heart of stars and moved whole planets at will.
Storm, to my aid at once.
At once consider, Colossus. It has not been my pleasure to deal with Gladiator in single combat before. I relish the opportunity.
Save your energy, Weather Witch. Your control of the elements cannot harm me.
Perhaps not, warrior, but I have power you cannot guess. Not only can I control the winds of the air, but I can also shape the solar winds, and from them, select radiations of specific wavelengths.
Pain. Pain such as Gladiator has never known explodes through his unearthly body. His cry is terrifying, animalistic, the sound of a creature suddenly stripped of all pretense of humanity.
His reaction is instinctive.
He dives underground. Stop him, Nightcrawler!
Stop him yourself. My powers are the least of us all. What can I do?
You could die, freak.
Hey, I don't know what you said there, pal, but it didn't sound all polite. If I were Nightcrawler, I'd be just downright miffed and probably leave this party altogether.
I know, man. I've been briefed on your powers and your endless jocularity. It will please me to end your nonsense once and for all.
Huh? What'd he say? That wasn't English. I don't know what's got into you, Blue, but has some baddies controlling your mind, I'm afraid your body's gonna take a knock. But, hey! An impossible mid-air flip, an indigo-skinned attacker once again has the advantage. Since when is Nightcrawler so strong? Startled by the power of the attack, Spider-Man loses grip on his web line. And then...
Excellent. I was able to twist so he took the worst of the impact. He is stunned. And now, since I am encumbered with these ridiculous fangs...
Sorry, X-Men. But if you've suddenly developed vampiric tendencies, I may have to get decidedly nasty. How's about we go see your partners and call a halt to this foolishness before someone really gets hurt?
Insolent pig. You've interfered in a warrior's rightful kill.
I don't understand what you're saying, friend, but a blind man could have seen that attack.
Oof.
But...
Someone behind you. That blow would have taken off my head if I hadn't rolled forward with it. Blast it, it's a big Russian, Colossus. But how do you get so close without my noticing? There's no way I could have missed it, unless he's suddenly able to change sides.
But before Cap can pursue that thought... Captain America, how did he get into this mess? And what the heck did Colossus hit him with? That shield is supposed to absorb any impact. Meanwhile...
Cyclops, your power has changed since last we met. But no matter. Lay waste the whole city. I shall still conquer you all.
And a block or so distant...
Easy, old buddy. You've taken one heck of a beating. Don't try to move around too much just yet.
Anyone ever tell you you got a real talent for understatement, Torchy? I'll be lucky if I ever play the violin again. Fill me in. What happened while I was counting birdies?
After a quick synopsis.
The X-Men, huh? I might have guessed the gray guy around would be mixed up with them oddballs. Let's go break some heads, pal.
Are you sure you're up to this, Ben?
Sorry, Hotshot. I wasn't listening. Did you say something?
Not a thing, Ben. Not a thing.
All right, then. It's clobbering time!
Or to put it another way, flame on!
As one half of the Earth's most amazing quartet charges into action, in an artist's studio several blocks away, the gentle strains of soft music accompanying the delicate movement of a blind sculptress until...
We interrupt this program for a news bulletin. Police have confirmed that the mysterious mutants known as the X-Men are involved in a battle currently raging between the Fantastic Four and a gray-skinned super-being. Police are unable to confirm the identity of the attackers, but on-the-scene witnesses report...
The rest of the newsflash goes unheard.
Ben?
Alicia Masters feels the agony well up inside her again, the all-too-familiar pain in her heart.
Oh, my beloved Ben. When will it all end? When will you find the peace you crave? When will we at last love without fear?
Leaving the things Lady Love to her private anguish, we now turn back to the five-story tower of the Baxter Building. And in the smallest of the many laboratories housed there...
But Reed, I don't understand. How can a device, any device, be of use against someone like Gladiator?
I don't have time to explain in detail right now, honey, but remember what I said when he picked up the whole Baxter Building.
You said that should have been impossible. That the building's own weight should have torn it apart.
Exactly. That means Gladiator must be using something more than strength. And if I've guessed correctly about just what that something extra is, this should be enough to defeat him.
Thanks for the save, Ben. But take it easy. I don't think the X-Men are in control of their own minds.
I hear you talking, Cap. So let's finish this thing up fast, after all. We don't want to really hurt anybody.
And above...
You are no true warrior, Storm. You play your trump too soon. You can hurt me with your radiation blasts, but only if you can hit me.
Curses of 1,000 dying moons. Gladiator is evading our attacks. We need more air power to box him in so he can be annihilated.
What's he mumbling about? What the heck kind of language is that? That crow's German. That sure ain't Deutsche Sprechen.
Then, as the still groggy Spider-Man tries to comprehend what is going on around him, Nightcrawler ducks behind a wreck, and an instant later, a high-flying Angel emerges. Angel? Where'd he come from? He couldn't have been hiding behind that car all this time, could he? That settles it. I'm going to paint Nightcrawler back for some bruises. Then I'm going to have some answers. Okay, tall-tailed and tatonic. It's your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He's gone, and I watched the whole time. He couldn't have teleported without me seeing his fire and brimstone effect. Meanwhile, above...
Quickly, give me your radio blaster.
What? Angel?
Yes, of course.
In the midst of battle, almost too quickly to be followed, a tiny object changes hands. And what happens next is as painful as it is impossible. Then, as Gladiator falls...
Angel, what the heck's going on here? I saw your buddies trying to trash Cap into Whetstoner. You're going after the bad guy now? Whose side are you guys on?
Cretan, I've been prepared to deal with you. Your fire cannot harm me. Even your vaunted Nova Glass would have no effect upon my special treated sails. Thus, at last, begins the project with which we were charged by our Empress. The destruction of the Fantastic Four.
The Angel's always been tough, but never like this.
And as the torch ponders that conundrum... Clumsy-looking craft rises from the deck... The FF Tower.
Why do we need to fly to the battle zone, Reed? Our individual powers are enough to get us there just as fast.
Agreed, Sue. But using this medium-range Fantastic Car will provide us with a tactical overview of the area.
You're certain that we now have the means to defeat Gladiator, even though he easily smashed through us before?
We're the victims of our own perception, Sue. Every manifestation of Gladiator's power proved that he was doing something other than what he appeared to be doing. Unfortunately, caught up in the battle, we reacted against what we thought his powers to be. Now, by using my modified thought projector, wait, there below, just the man necessary to make my plan work.
Not far away...
Colossus is tougher than I thought. I was sure tossing him through the building would knock him out. But we never really duked it out, so I don't know how strong to be. Yow! So Cyclops snuck up on me with that blasted beam of his. But wait a minute, that burned my back. I've been on the receiving end of his zaps before, and I know his beam ain't that hot. No time to worry about that now. Don't move, Sonny, and I'll make this all as fast and painless as possible.
Simultaneously,
hold still, blasted. One good hit and I'll do Colonel Sanders proud.
Fool, you cannot touch me. I was trained for many sun cycles for this battle. I, and I alone, was primed for two roles. Each equally suited to destroy you or your accursed sister. Now, die!
Holy!
Instantly, Johnny ducks, and the crude missile...
No!
...finds another target. Death is nearly instantaneous. There is time only for a confused jumble of memories. Life images not of this earth. For though it is clearly a mutant called Cyclops Falls, what lands is...
A skull!
300 yards distant, and sadly out of view of the starving Discovery...
Your final moment is at hand, Gladiator. Bid your farewells to the cosmos.
The witch speaks true. This accursed radiation burns to the very core of my being. I am a dead man unless...
The mark of a warrior that is that he surrenders only at the instant of death. And Gladiator is a warrior first, last, and always.
I did it. The witch is unbalanced, and already I feel my power returning. In a moment, I shall... What? By the seven moons of Inkron, it is that wretched scroll posing as Mr. Fantastic. Scum of the spaceways, you dare too much. I smashed you once. This time, I will kill you.
I don't think so, Gladiator. You've made too many mistakes already. You're also wrong in your assumption. My three partners and I are not Skrulls. And you're wrong to think that your powers can harm us now.
We shall see.
The attack is almost invisibly fast and almost immeasurably powerful. But...
You see, Gladiator, I've deduced the secret of your great power, and I've canceled it. You can do nothing against me.
Nothing? Nothing? Insolent imposter. Learn the extent of Gladiator's nothing.
In an instant, he becomes a blur of whirling fists. Enough pure brute force to lay low, a city crashes against the mocking figure before him. But even when the two ruby beams lance from the Gladiator's eyes, beamed hotter than a star, Earthman remains unmoved, and a tiny doubt blossoms in Gladiator's heart. He hesitates and is lost.
Now, Sue, now! It worked. Our subterfuge fooled him just enough to make him doubt his own power for a moment.
And in that moment, I was able to knock him out with an invisible force field.
Congratulations, Reed. You read the spellow exactly.
It was obvious once I put my mind to it, Cap.
Reed Richards wavers, mirage-like, and Captain America stands in his place.
Although Gladiator clearly possesses superhuman physical traits, it was apparent that much of his power is actually psionic in nature. Metal power such as pyrokinesis, telekinesis, and levitation. Knowing that, all we needed was a scenario which would cause him to doubt his own abilities so that we could strike through them. So I used my thought projector helmet to generate an image of myself over our star-spangled friend.
And when Gladiator thought he was striking at you...
He was actually up against Cap's nearly indestructible shield. Now, let's deal with those so-called X-Men.
Meanwhile...
This is just dandy. Knowing your miserable Skrull makes everything so much easier. See, us good guys have a code that stops us from hurting even bad guys too much. But when it comes to Skrulls, hey, even Nazis are nicer than you creeps. So I don't have to hold back at all.
It has been a long time since the mighty muscled Thing has dared cut loose with all of his awesome strength. He is enjoying himself. And above.
Okay, so these are Skrulls and not the real X-Men. And what do we know about Skrulls? Only the Super Skrull really has powers. Normal Skrulls can shape change, but that's all. Any powers they seem to have are fake. Let's see how these two fare if I push my speed to nearly supersonic. Good, they're staying right with me. But I'm more maneuverable than any flight pack or gizmo. So I can make a 90-degree turn. But my nasty-minded friends...
can't.
Great. The impact knocked them both out cold. And naturally, they've changed back to their true forms. Maybe now we'll be able to convince Gladiator we ain't the villains.
Elsewhere...
Well, that was short and sweet once we get down to it. I wonder how many fights I've had in this past. If I wasn't so scared, I might have accidentally killed somebody.
We've done well. The menace of the Skrulls has ended once again.
We were lucky, Reed. If the Skrulls had launched a full-scale assault...
Oh, don't be such a gloomy Gus Cap. We whooped them, and how, and it's finished.
I don't know if I'm sure about that Thing. What about him?
You have nothing to fear from me, men of Earth. I have committed a grievous error. I see that now. I was clearly dazed and confused from my first encounter with the Skrull scum.
Last issue.
No need to explain, Gladiator. I suspected as much.
That explains why my shield was inefficient against them. Colossus must have been using some kind of energy field, a force blast that I mistook for his strength.
That sounds right. But what the heck do we do with him now?
Leave that to me, Ben Grimm. As an officer in Her Majesty Lilandra's Imperial Guard, I am equipped to deal with any insurgents.
And so...
Farewell, Gladiator. I trust the next time we will meet, it will be as friends.
That is also my fondest hope, Reed Richards.
Hey, wait a minute! Who's gonna pay to fix all this?
This issue brought to you by John Byrne, storyteller. Christy Schell, colorist. Joe Rosen, letterer. Tom DeFalco, script editor. Jim Salakrup, plot editor. And Jim Shooter, editor-in-chief.
I would like to thank the show's cast, Kirk Greenfield, Lindsay Greenfield, Brian Hughes, John Hyatt, Nigel Spink, Fred West, and Tim Elliott.
Page 11. Within moments,
the X-Men, and most of them, but who are they fighting?
Attacked by Godzilla.
No, Godzilla's in the frame.
That's fine. We're in the middle of recording, so I have to kind of let you go. I know. I'll be fine. Maybe a little after that. John says hi. Fred says hi.
I see that.
I will. I know. Okay. Bye.
That was perfect timing.
Kaiju attack in the middle of the battle. Yeah.
You gotta save that as a blooper outtake.
Who are they fighting?
Who are they fighting? Godzilla! Okay, where did we get?
Thanks for listening. You can find us and many other great shows at tutufreaks.com. That's TWOTRUEFREAKS.com. Third Degree Burn is spelled with the number 3, RDDEGREEBYRNE, and is part of the Tutu Freaks network of shows. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for Third Degree Burn, spelled with the number 3, and Burn spelled BYRNE. Compliments, complaints, and recipes can be sent to gottagetburned@gmail.com. That's GOTTAGETBYRNED@gmail.com. Drop us a line and tell us how we're doing. Till next time, this has been Third Degree Burn.
Some men aren't looking for anything logical, like money. They can't be bought, bullied, reasoned, or negotiated with. Some men just want to watch the world burn.